Fastermy, good evening and welcome to day six of competition at the 2022 Commonwealth Games here in Birmingham. Tonight we're slightly outside the city centre. We are in the hustle and bustle here down at the NEC, the National Exhibition Centre. Today Team Isle of Man has been represented in the badminton by Jessica Lee down here, who has just finished her game against Elizabeth Chipeleme of Zambia in the women's singles round of 64. It means Jessica Lee progresses to the next round. That match will be tomorrow. And Rob Pritchard's here, who can give us the score from that game.
Yeah, absolutely. We just had it in the last few moments, in fact. So Jessica Lee started strongly and finished very strongly as well. So she took the first game 21-15 and the second game 21-8. So improving on the first game. And just a reminder of the format, it is the best of three games. And if they go beyond, if they get to 21 apiece, then they have to win by two clear points. So those particular games can go on for a while. But Jessica has been absolutely clinical out on the court today.
Storming ahead of Chipeleme there. And we wish her all the best. Our man Elliot Turnbull has been watching the game and will be with us shortly for a report on how it's been, and he'll hopefully be chatting to Jessica too. Meanwhile, after a record-breaking and thrilling journey for the island's aquatics team over the last few days here in Birmingham, their campaign came to an end this morning, taking part in their final event. And it started with the person who got things underway. It was Kira Prentice, who took to the poolside for the final time at this event in the heats of the women's 400-metre freestyle. And Kira finished things off very strongly for the swimming squad, posting a time of 4 minutes 48.86 seconds, just 2 seconds off her personal best in that class. So, after getting out of the pool for the final time, she spoke to Elliot Turnbull.
I think I was really happy with some of my swims. Some of them could have been better, but it is just still part of the experience and just trying to learn from it.
And just now in the 400 metres, 4:48.86. How are you feeling with your time?
That time's like, it was pretty good, but close to my PB. But I did like follow my race plan, and I think I followed it quite well. Obviously not well enough to get a PB, but happy with it.
And you've been incredibly busy here in Sandwell the past few days. We've seen you in multiple heats. You've been in the freestyle backstroke. Which discipline do you reckon you've preferred?
I think I definitely preferred the free, long course, but then maybe I prefer back short course. Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've sort of done 50 metres earlier in the week. How was it doing the 400 out there today?
It's definitely very different because you've just got to probably think about it more. Well, like how you pace it and stuff. 50 metres just go as fast as you can the whole way, but 400 is definitely quite tactical, but yeah, just got to follow your own race plan.
And going forward with your experience from these games at such a young age, what is it that you're going to take forward to future swim events, future competitions?
I think just watching like the best swimmers here, it's really inspiring and really motivational because just, yeah, I want to race them, be like them. So yeah, just going to train hard for the next, forever today.
Kira Prentice there. I don't know about you, Rob, but I'm feeling pretty emotional. I've really enjoyed it. We've spent a lot of time there at Sandwell at the Aquatic Centre.
We absolutely did. But it really has. It's been an extraordinary journey. I think they've all said it. The athletes, the swimmers themselves, Lee Holland, the coach, Rosemary, the manager, everyone has said just how incredible it's been to watch these young athletes just pushing the boundaries of Manx swimming. How many times have we said it now that the record books are just being torn up and new standards being set? It's been absolutely wonderful to see just how calm as well and how relaxed they've all been going into this. I think Lee Holland actually said in the build-up to this just how relaxed they have been.
Indeed. Rob, let's pause there. Let me tell you that we spoke to Alex Bragazzi's father. Alex Bragazzi, one of our team of seven swimmers. Each of the seven has had a PB this Games. If we include relays, they've all been involved in setting a new personal best. So let's hear from Alex Bragazzi's father, who we bumped into, Mark Bragazzi, who told us how proud he was to see his son and the rest of the squad doing so well here.
Terrific. It's been nice to see him swimming. It's a pity about his COVID episode beforehand, but he's done reasonably well. It's been great supporting the rest of the team, seeing some of the newer swimmers come through now. The atmosphere in the pool, I've never seen anything like it. The crowd go mad. Especially some of the smaller nations, when their times have not been so great and they've come in after some of the more famous swimmers, the crowd have been very appreciative of their efforts. But the whole atmosphere, they get you wound up very well at the beginning. And it's just terrific. There's great support for all the countries, and it's been very enjoyable to watch, and I think the Manx team have done extremely well.
And it's good for the Isle of Man to be at these games as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. It's the greatest level that, you know, our sports people can get on, unless you're, you know, riding, swimming, shooting or whatever for Great Britain. So that's, you know, I'm very appreciative that we get the chance to put the Isle of Man on the map.
There we go. That was Mark Bragazzi, and he's so right. We really do put the Isle of Man on the map here at the Commonwealth Games, don't we?
We do, and you've got to put it into context of just what every single nation is trying to achieve here. And you look at some of the sizable squads that are here. When you look at the likes of the home nations, England, Wales and Scotland, you look at the likes of Australia, just to name a couple there. Context for them and success for them, you have to put it into context of what, you know, the opportunities that are available. And for the Isle of Man athletes, they push so hard to, I suppose, just, I'm trying to find the words here, but if you put it into context of what the Isle of Man is all about and actually raising the standard of Manx sport in general, what an example it is setting to be seeing personal bests being broken, Manx records being broken. It's an inspiration to the young boys and girls out there watching on the Isle of Man, wanting to get involved in a sport, and they go, I'd love to do that. I'd love to do that at the Commonwealth Games. That's the important thing you take from this, not just the short-term celebration, which of course you drink it in, you want to make the most of it, and absolutely you'll have earned it, but it's also for the long-term future, what it's going to do for the wider Manx sport.
And as we know, the likes of Keira Prentice, Harry Robinson, some of the younger members of the team, 4 years ago will have been watching the teams, the athletes competing for the Isle of Man. And who was there 4 years ago for Manx Radio? Our colleagues, our former colleagues, Chris Cave and Joe Pack. And I was lucky enough to bump into Chris Cave earlier in Birmingham.
It's a fantastic event. I have been following the Manx athletes as closely as I can. And I think in terms of comparing the events, it's pitting Manx athletes against some of the world's best, and it's a great experience for them to see not just how good they are in comparison to the world's elite, but it's also about seeing how they cope in the pressure situation. And they've been doing incredibly well. I mean, just picking out the swimmers, for instance, how many records have they broken? It seems every time they get in the pool, they break a new record, a Manx record or a personal best. It's so difficult to keep up with sometimes, but they've been doing fantastically well. And I think a lot of the times it's not about them placing on the podium. It's about representing the Isle of Man and putting on a good show. And they're, each and every one of them are doing fantastically well.
4 years ago, Chris, you were lucky enough to interview Tim Neal after he won a silver medal in shooting. That sport not here this time. What do you think that means for the Isle of Man?
It's a big loss, because I think a lot of the time the medal hopes come for Manx athletes in the shooting is one of our big medal hopes. So now more of the emphasis has to go on the likes of the cycling, which obviously the Isle of Man is known for producing great cyclists. One of them is, they're all on the team, but one of the big names, the star names, is on the team sheet for the Isle of Man this time around. So yeah, I think you've got to look elsewhere for medals. It was a big loss for medal hopes for the Isle of Man, but I mean, there's still plenty of events left, plenty of time left for Manx athletes to go on and really make a name for themselves and put the name in the history books.
Chris Cave there, making quite a name for himself now, working over at Sky News. So, Rob, speaking of cycling, as Chris did there, it's a busy day tomorrow for Team Isle of Man.
It absolutely is. It's an intense and exciting schedule for Team Isle of Man across the board, I must say, tomorrow. First up, our Manx cyclists are back in action as the men's and women's time trials take place around West Park in Wolverhampton. Lizzie Holden, Jesse Carriage and Becky Story will form the women's team, whilst Tyler Hannay and Leon Mazzoni form the men's squad. Leon Mazzoni, of course, a late entry into the event after Max Walker had to withdraw from the competition. Well, their manager, of course, is Andy Roche, and he's been giving us a quick update in the last couple of hours on how the teams are feeling ahead of the time trial. Here's Andy.
Riders are all set for the time trial tomorrow after the recce today. Very favourable course for the majority of our riders. Very technical, lots of ups and downs, steep climbs, fast descents. Ideal for the terrain that we're used to on the Isle of Man. Women's team rode with them this morning to do the recce. Everybody was really pleased. Everybody's feeling good for it. Super excited. High motivation throughout the team. And really looking forward to having a good run at it tomorrow. Tyler and Leon, again, you know, super excited to get stuck in, get things rolling. It's been a bit of a wait for everybody to get things going. So once you get that first race in, roll off the start ramp into the big crowds that we're expecting, you know, an amazing feeling. And I think everybody's really looking forward to it. We're going to be racing for the top results that we can possibly aim for. High hopes and do what we can do.
Andy Roche, the Team Isle of Man cycling manager there. And one of the names we mentioned, of course, Becky Storrie. Well, she has, in fact, joined the Lacolle Wahoo team on a two-year contract from January in her professional career. And that means she'll join her fellow Manxies, Lizzie Holden and Anna Christian, in the team from next year. Fantastic development, that. And congratulations, Becky. All the best with that one. And also, a quick mention for Lizzie Holden as well. Many people will know, but just as a reminder, Lizzie Holden was taking part in the Tour de France Femmes at the end of last month. Quite a historic event in itself, and a absolutely brilliant event for anyone who saw it. And Lizzie Holden finishing 36th in the overall standings at the Tour de France Femmes. Absolutely fantastic. Can't wait to see our women's and men's cycling teams in action. Well, meanwhile, also tomorrow morning, the Isle of Man will have its first athlete out on the track at the sensational Alexander Stadium. David Malarkey will take part in the round one heats of the men's 1500 metres, which get underway at 11:25 a.m. Recently, he broke the fabled 4-minute mile barrier in competition, and it's rather poetic how it happened, given where we are, as you'll hear in a moment. Well, I caught up with David this morning to find out how his training has gone ahead of the big day.
Really well. I think I'm peaking at the right time, which is really good. It's been quite challenging trying to peak in August, but I think me and my coach have handled it quite well, looking at the schedule, building into this. But excited and ready to give it a go, yeah.
You've been hitting some great levels recently. Of course, we saw you recently break the 4-minute mile barrier. That's obviously a significant milestone for any athlete, really. And the fact that you're doing it amongst world-class fields as well, the fact that you're competing in those high standards leading into this, that must be really good for you to kind of focus your game.
Yeah, it's just really good for confidence as well, because you know you're going to be coming here, and obviously you've got some of the best athletes in the world, but if you can just be in amongst the high-quality athletes all the time, it's just that confidence booster, really. And it just ups your game a little bit more.
And looking at the fields for the 1500 metres, you've probably seen all the names in there. Do you recognise any in particular? Do you know the quality of the field that you're going to be in?
Yeah, so you've got some really good athletes that have just been out in Oregon for the World Champs, so you know they're going to be right at the top of their game. But then you've also got some athletes from the smaller countries as well that will be in and around.
And the fact that you've got to compete for two disciplines, in terms of training, obviously 1500 and 5000 require different things. How difficult has it been to balance the two, or has it actually been quite smooth?
Yeah, it's fairly smooth. I've got a really good coach in Andy Henderson, so he knows what he's doing. He's experienced it all before with a number of different athletes. I'm mostly a strength runner anyway, endurance-based, so we just started the season on 5Ks, and now just last month just tuning up the speed a bit more. But they go hand-in-hand, 15 and 5Ks, I think, anyway, so it's quite a smooth transition, really.
I've just got to ask for clarity as well. You broke the 4-minute mile barrier. Wasn't it here in Birmingham?
Yeah, it was actually on the university track about 500 metres in that direction, so yeah.
So you know this ground pretty well then. It's treated you quite nicely.
Yeah, very well. I've run here 3 times actually, and it's been a PB every time, so Birmingham must be a good city to run PBs in.
Being able to go into that stadium as well, and like you say, you've been feeling really good recently, to be able to go out there knowing the sort of energy you've got at the moment, that must be a real confidence booster, really good feeling.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Just raring to go, really. It's been a long season, a long winter, so yeah. It's all built towards this, so now, yeah, just ready to go and experience it all, really.
David Malarkey there ahead of his heat in the men's 1500 metres tomorrow, and there's no time to rest in the afternoon for Team Isle of Man, as it's a busy schedule for the Manxies at the NEC, where we are this evening. First up, boxer Jay Burden, after a huge wait to get going, will finally be getting in the ring at 1:30 p.m. tomorrow for a huge fight against Gemma Richardson of England in the women's lightweight class quarterfinals. If you remember, Jade received a bye in the first round and has had to wait nearly a week since arriving to get her shot. Now it's finally here, and she told me she can't wait to put her high-calibre home nation opponent to the test.
Just ready to get going. We went and watched the bout last night, picked up a few bits from it. Obviously, Gemma's a really experienced international. I'm just happy to get, you know, obviously be able to get in the ring with someone like Gemma. So, yeah, we'll give it our all on Thursday, ready to go.
And what's the work kind of focused on in the last couple of days? Because you don't want to overdo it, obviously, before you get in the ring. So has it been lighter stuff? What can you tell us?
He had us doing like shuttle sprints yesterday. I was absolutely wrecked. But no, just keeping sharp, just keeping the mind switched on as well. Just going through a few tactics, things like that. Yeah, obviously just what, you know, we've got a few things that are going to play to my strengths as well, so I've just been working on them. And got Nikki as well, so she's been having a little move around with me and beating me up. So yeah, no, it's good, it's all good.
You mentioned Gemma's obviously a very experienced fighter as well. In terms of specifics of her game, you know, what did you notice in particular when you actually saw that fight?
I think, to be honest, it's hard to say really, isn't it? Because both girls were nervous, you could tell. You know, Gemma was out for a long time with a bad injury, so I think she was a little bit cagey. Did pick up a few things, but, you know, we've got a game plan, we know what we need to do, and we're just going to go in there and execute that. So, yeah, not giving too much away.
No, absolutely. No, I understand that completely, but certainly not going to put any ultimatums on you. But if you were to go out there and you had the chance to maybe upset the home nation, just what would that mean to you if you could do that?
Oh, do you know what? I've given up so much to get here. Even just thinking about it now, it's giving me goosebumps and chills. But I want to be able to put the Isle of Man on the map. You know, it's one fight to do that. You know, I'm so lucky and fortunate to be here. I've got a really good team behind me. And, you know, people at home can be sure that I literally will leave everything in that ring. So one fight, one chance to put the Isle of Man on the map, and that's what we intend on doing.
Jay Burden ahead of a big fight tomorrow against Gemma Richardson of England in the lightweight class quarterfinals. We wish her all the best. And then we're staying at the NEC on Thursday afternoon for what will be a historic moment for Manx sport. Kim Dean, the Isle of Man's first ever para-athlete at the Commonwealth Games, will be competing in the para-powerlifting women's lightweight competition, which gets underway just after 3 p.m. on Thursday. I got the chance to catch up with Kim after her final practice to find out how it's been to get ready for her competition.
Training's going well. Just finished my last session now, so it's just now resting and getting ready to go Thursday.
And of course, you are the first para-power lifter the Isle of Man has had. It's really quite a significant milestone for Manx sport. Does it feel that way to you, or does this just feel like another day at the office competing?
It felt really special on the opening ceremony, you know, walking out with the rest of Team Isle of Man, knowing that we'd set a benchmark, you know, first para-power lifter. And hopefully not the last sort of para-athlete to represent Isle of Man at Commonwealth Games. So, no, really, really special. But in terms of the weightlifting, it's another day at the office. It's another competition. Go out there, give it the best shot.
And the fact, as we've said, it's another milestone as well. That's real testament to Manx sport in general, that the fields just keep growing and the strength and depth of all the different disciplines just keep growing, yourself included.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a really great squad. You know, 34 athletes across a range of sports here to just show it the best. The guys that have already gone out have really left it all out there and had a really sort of great game so far, and there's a few of us left to go towards the back end of the games, and we're just waiting now to show what we can do as well.
And finally, just looking ahead to the competition as well, not going to ask you to think of anything specific here, but for you at your first Commonwealth Games, what would you class as success for you?
For me, it's definitely getting one lift on the board. My aim here is to get three lifts on the board, all three clean lifts. Nine white lights would be a fab target. But yeah, for me, it's just trying to get those three clean lifts out, enjoy the atmosphere of a home nation's crowd. I've got some family in the audience coming down, some friends from work, etc. So it's going to be really good.
Kim Dean there, and we're looking forward to seeing her in action tomorrow. Back to today then, and Elliot Turnbull joins us. He's been in court three watching the badminton, where Jessica Lee has won first game 21-15, second game 21-8, meaning she won it. Elliot, how was the badminton?
Yeah, it was brilliant. Great to see Jessica Lee performing so well. Set off to an absolute flyer. She won the first 5 points and went on to win the game in two games to love in straight sets. And yeah, it was great to see Lee in action. Was playing very, very, very confident badminton. Didn't really give Chepeleme any chance into the game. I don't think she won more than 2 points in a row. It was very, very dominant from Lee. And yeah, great to see her get her first Commonwealth Games of this year off to a great start.
And you've spoken to Lee since that moment. What was her reaction? How was she finding everything?
Quite surprising for those in the crowd. We watched her very confident play, absolutely dominated the net, a lot of great drop shots, very powerful smashes, but she came out and said that she was nervous at the beginning and that she perhaps wasn't happy with her start, which is funny thinking she won the first 5 points and was off to an absolute roll. But yeah, she was very humble, said that some parts of the game that she's going to work on. Her coach and brother Lee was around, sorry, her coach and brother Ben was around the corner, and they were just talking tactics after the match. And she's in action again tomorrow. Her opponent received a bye, so we'll find out more details later. Head over to Manx Radio for that. And yeah, full of confidence, and it's really great to see.
And it sounds like there was some good support from the Isle of Man there too.
Very good support. So she had quite a large coaching staff. So I think a team of four were with her who brought two huge Manx flags. That was great to see. But then on the stand opposite us, another three Manx flags. So on court three, everywhere you looked, left, right, up, down, there was a Manx flag. And it was great to see. And they were loud. What an atmosphere out on those courts.
Any Zambian flags?
No. No Zambian flags, and for Elizabeth Chipolame, hasn't been the best Commonwealth Games. She's lost in her singles. In the mixed doubles, they lost all five of their group games, and she's now been knocked out in the singles. So unfortunate for her, but again, her second Commonwealth Games, she had to retire or withdraw from the Gold Coast due to an ankle injury.
This is Jessica, yeah?
This is Jessica. It's great to see her back out. It's great to see her moving well, looking confident, and hopefully, we're going to come back more and more to the beautiful badminton.
Rob, you're going to have the joy of getting to watch the badminton tomorrow. What are you looking forward to about it?
I think in particular just hopefully seeing Jessica continue the consistency she's shown today. I mean, Elliot, I'm sure, could probably tell us it seemed like, just looking at some of the stats, a really professional performance, just really clinical, getting the job done, move on. Would that be a good assessment?
Yeah, 100%. I think in total, I counted three unforced errors. She was very clean in whatever she was doing at the net. She had some beautiful drop shots, really, really soft hands in what she was doing. And yeah, I mean, she's had experience at the games before. She's here again. You hear her talk. She's clearly got her head screwed on. She's confident. She's playing well. So hopefully we can spend a lot of time at the NEC, Robert.
Tomorrow. Well, how are you feeling then, guys? It's been a slightly quieter day. We had the swimming this morning and then Jessica. Things ramp up again tomorrow, don't they?
Absolutely they do. I think we're going to be scattered to all corners of the West Midlands region for this one. But
we've been spoilt recently with all being in the same place. It is back to normality.
Absolutely. But, you know, that's what we want. That's what we want to see. Team Isle of Man putting itself on the map everywhere. And it may just do so in some form or another. We're not going to make any predictions. That is a very dangerous game. We certainly don't want to put the pressure on the athletes either. But making their mark in the different competitions alongside other nations, that's all you can ask for.
We can't make predictions, but what we do know for sure is photo, video, live blogs, articles, it will all be over on Manx Radio. And it is so good catching up with these guys immediately after in the mix zone, getting their immediate reaction. And I've thoroughly enjoyed those interviews.
You're absolutely right, Elliot Turnbull, Rob Pritchard. It's been a good show. Manx Radio is the place you need to go for the most comprehensive coverage you'll get of Team Isle of Man at the 2022 Commonwealth Games. So that's it for tonight's jam-packed edition of Today at the Games. And we will be back once again tomorrow night, same time. We'll be in different places. You can stay where you are on Manx Radio. So get ready for a busy schedule tomorrow. From 8 a.m, the men's and women's time trial teams are in action at West Park in Wolverhampton. David Malarkey in the first round heats of the men's 1500 metres at the Alexander Stadium. And in the boxing, Jade Burden faces England's Gemma Richardson, and Kim Dean is in the para powerlifting. Jessica Lee's in action as well. Guys, I am hungry. I think it's time for a pizza. What do you think?
Sounds like a great plan.
Kebab for me.
Right.
Big Mac for me.
Night, night. Bye.
Bye.